Virals by Kathy Reichs. Read by Kristen Milioti. A gunshot is the loudest sound in the universe, especially if the bullet is coming at you. Crack, crack. Bullets slashed the forest canopy. Overhead, monkeys screeched and scattered. Down below, I ran. Heedless, legs hammering, I pounded through the undergrowth, mind blank, terrified. Find the path. Shapes zoomed by in the black. Trees, bushes, startled creatures. Gun-toting killers? I couldn't tell. Heart thumping, I barreled forward in a dead sprint, blind. A root snagged my foot, and down I went. Pain detonated in my leg. Get up, get up, get up! Something large zipped past in the darkness. I froze. Ben? No reply. Sudden stillness. Waiting here means death. Move! Scrambling to my feet, I bolted into the night. Was high up ahead? Shelton had gone left, darting into the foliage. Please be Ben that ran by me. We hadn't had a plan. Why would we? No one knew we were here or what we were doing. Who the hell is trying to shoot me? Exhausted, I gulped air. Later, after the change, I could have run forever. Fast, tireless, my perfect vision piercing the night's shadows, not gasping, lost in the shapeless dark. These thugs wouldn't have stood a chance, whoever they were. Not with our powers unleashed. My pack would have savaged them. Planned without speaking a word, stalked them like they were kittens, then taken out the trash. But not that night. I was in trouble. Fading. Scared shitless. So I ran. Hard. Branches clawed my limbs and ripped my skin. Finally, I hit open space. The beach! I was close. A voice hissed from the void. Tori! Over here! Shelton, thank God. In the starlight, I could just make out the boat. Vaulting the railing, I dropped into the bow and turned to scan the shoreline. Clear, for the moment. Where's High? Ben! I whispered, panting, sweat-drenched. I was definitely on tilt. I'm here. Ben eased from the darkness. A quick bound and he was in, sliding behind the controls. Keys in hand, he paused, afraid to turn the engine, afraid not to. High was still out there. We sat, tensed, waiting. My courage leaked from my shoes. Come on, High, show. Please, oh please, oh please, oh please.
Part 1. Islands. Chapter 1. The whole thing started with a dog tag. Well, a monkey with a dog tag. Take your pick. I should have known it would be trouble, should have sensed it, but I wasn't as perceptive then. I hadn't evolved. Yet. Wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. It was a typical Saturday morning at home, though my home is anything but typical. It's unique, bizarre, even, which means I fit right in. There are lots of interesting things about where I live, if you like the outdoors as much as I do. Not a nature lover? You might find my hood a bit out of touch. Because I live on a deserted island. Well, a pretty empty one, anyway. Morris Island, my home away from normal homes, the end of the line, Nowheresville, the back ass of Charleston. It's not so bad if you aren't prone to loneliness, which I am, but whatever. I've come to appreciate the legroom. Morris isn't imposing, as islands go, only 4 square miles. The northern half is an unremarkable strip of rolling, sandy hillocks. Then, in the middle, sandhills rise 30 to 40 feet. Marching south as the island widens. The western reach consists of dense marshland bordered by shallow tidal bays. To the east, the boundless Atlantic Ocean. Dunes, swamps, beaches, and quiet. Plenty of quiet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?